Well, right now it's just such a beautiful thing, and the flowering and the flourishing of it is unpredictable. But most important, you can feel the flow, you can feel the momentum. And that's the crucial thing right now. You got step by step, stage by stage, feeling the momentum, more and more people coming, more and more people hearing about it, bringing people together, all walks of life, all different colors, all different orientations, but saying we got to take a stand against the corrupt Wall Street oligarchs who've been squeezing all the juices out of the democratic experiment.
Do you think this has the potential to go viral and spread across the country?
Oh, Lord, yes. No doubt about that. No doubt about that, and that's what I'm hoping.
What do you think the end result needs to be from all of this?
The end result needs to be that the elites who disproportionately rule are going to have to acknowledge that our voices may not be as strong through the electoral political system, but it's strong from the streets. Very strong from the streets. Oh, yes. Definitely. But see, this is the legacy of Brother Martin, too, though. You know what I mean? We got to put it in some historical context, man. That brother's smiling from the grave. He's been weeping for a long time.
One thing that I see is notably absent here is the members of the clergy. Why do you think that is?
That's a good question. See, I don't know. I don't know. Because they start bringing out some of their congregations. You got something going right there, I'm telling you. Now, of course, Union Theological Seminary, Serene Jones and Gary Dorian and James Cone, all of those liberation theologians and prophetic folks, their hearts are here. There's no doubt about it. And they've probably come through just individually and then went back, you know, to work or something. But you're right. I didn't realize there's not a strong clergy presence as of yet.
What do you think the people in Middle America should be thinking about this right now? What should they take away from this?
They should first see courage. They should see vision. They should see this represents the best of the country, best of the country's history. And they have to shatter the stereotypes. The great Howard Zinn. We just did a tribute to Brother Howard Zinn in Washington. He said, dissent is the highest form of patriotism. Howard Zinn lived that life. You know Howard Zinn. Oh, Lord, he's a great man. He's a great brother. He's a good man. He was a great man. And his spirit is here, actually. No doubt about that.
What do you think about the media coverage and you know, about this whole event?
Yeah, but it's to be expected, the corporate media. You know what I mean? They try to deny it, render it invisible, but it keeps going on. They probably figured in the newsroom, well, it'd be a two or three days, and it'd be over, so we don't need to cover it. Kept coming. Third day, fourth day, fifth day, seventh day, ninth day. Oh, my God. That's what's so wonderful about it, man. Now they're beginning to take notice now.
You think this can be a tipping point right here?
Could be.
Are people hurting enough around the country yet?
Well, they've been hurting for a long time, but you never know when the catalyst takes off, you know? Rosa Parks, black folk been Jim Crow for a long time. Shoo! Takes off.